This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Was that Connor? Did Connor write this? Did Connor perform this? Connor McGahey joining us now, Avalanche play-by-play announcer for Altitude Radio. Connor, man, you still got to be catching your breath. My goodness, this was a crazy game one.
Mike, you just said on the phone, he said, I'm surprised you have a voice left. I said, hey, those are the good ones that you want to be, like Linda Richmond, a little verklempt the next day. So, Riker and I had a good time last night, and thank goodness for a Halls or two afterwards.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you got to take care of yourself first and foremost, Connor. You got to be prepared. This is just the Avs making up for they take care of business, but it was a dirty, nasty fight against the Kings. This is just the Avs saying, "You know what? We are tired of not scoring a ton of goals. Let's go. Let's put up 9."
Yeah, and if the other team allows you to do that, wants to do that, and that's how Minnesota was lined up, and I sat in the press conference afterwards with John Hines, and you could tell that he wasn't happy with that sort of mental approach to the game. They knew that it wasn't going to be Dallas, but hey, if you want to play run and gun hockey with the Avs, then go ahead. to score 6 and lose is definitely something, but I think it was, for all of us watching and for some of you listening, it was a welcome change to, the grinded out series, at least the first 3 games of the LA Kings series. I know the last 2 were 4-2 and 5-1 wins, and it opened up as the series went along. But, yeah, it was the complete opposite of at least games 1 and 2 versus the Kings, which from a fan's perspective is good. Maybe not so much from the coach's perspective.
And the voice of the Colorado Avalanche joining us, Connor McGahey. What's going through your brain? Obviously, you're calling this game, so there's 4 million things going through your brain. But the Avs go up quickly, and they take the 3-0 lead in the first. Are you thinking, whoa, this could be something here? Or are you like, wait a second, this is the Minnesota Wild we're talking about? What's going through your mind?
Well, I wasn't sure if Minnesota was going to respond, and they ended up getting 2 goals in just over a minute's time with goals from Johansson and Ryan Hartman. And I think I even said, well, this is exactly what you didn't want to have happen. Is it be 3-2, but then it was 4-2. And it's the first time in NHL history where a team has led by 3 goals, then trailed at one point, and then won by 3 or more goals.
I didn't see that before. That is incredible.
Yeah, in an NHL postseason game ever. And so you knew that it was kind of going to be like that. Minnesota can be a quick strike weapon, and that's exactly what they were able to do. But the Avalanche gave it right back to them. So I think 3-0, you had feelings of game 1 in the 2022 conference final. With the Edmonton Oilers. I think that game finished 8-4, so a little bit similar. You knew that it wasn't going to be a clean sheet or one on the other end. It just had that kind of feeling to it. So you knew that 3-1 was a little nervy. 3-2, the anxiety set in a little bit, but 4-2 with the Blankenberg goal on the beautiful Nichushkin pass, the 2-on-1 made it, made you feel all better. And then the good feelings went away on the shorthanded goal given up for Minnesota to take the lead. So that led to the most important game of the night, and that was the Taves goal to even it up at 5. And you knew that a tie game going into the third period, there's no way that the Avs are losing that game.
Yeah, and then they just go ahead, and there were still five goals scored in the third, but four of those by the Colorado Avalanche. What were your thoughts on Scott Wedgwood? He's the prime example. If you're just box score watching, if you're just casually watching this game, you're going, wow, Scott gave up six goals, but there were a lot of weird goals in this game. I think you even mentioned it at one point in the broadcast, talking about guys kind of standing around watching that puck a bit. There were a lot of strange bounces in this one.
Yeah, there were. And it's there are a lot of goals in that game that it's weird to have an 9-6 final where most of the goals are not the goalie's fault.
Right.
And that's how I feel with Wedgwood. The first two. One is traffic and one is Hartman left all alone in front of the net. And, there's not a whole lot that Wedgwood could do on that. The Hughes goal, there's a ton of traffic. And so, yeah, I don't necessarily blame Wedgwood for that. And he was really good in the third period, making 10 saves and 11 shots. The only one that went past him is that Zuccarello goal that he couldn't duplicate again in a million tries. So, which is a weird bounce over Wedgwood. He wouldn't have seen that coming. So, he was good when he had to be. I don't pin six goals allowed, strangely, on the goaltender at all last night.
I agree with you 100%. Connor McGahee joining us, the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. Now, on that note, though, or on that point, Connor, we've heard Jared Bednar talk a lot, especially before the playoffs started. Hey, we're gonna utilize our goalies a lot like we did in the regular season. We're gonna interchange them. So we've been kind of waiting to see when Blackwood might get his opportunity. One person can say, well, this might be the time to do it. You put him in tomorrow. You don't play again until Saturday. Or maybe you play Wedgwood tomorrow, and then you play Blackwood Saturday. I'm kind of the guy right here that's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't mess with it. Just let Scott go.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he had a 950 save percentage in the first round with a 1-2-1 goals against. The only goaltender who was better than him in round one was Freddie Anderson with Carolina, who had a .90 goals against average when they shut down the Ottawa Senators. Carolina, by the way, having to play Ottawa and Philadelphia in consecutive series that's play Brian Cox's line from whatever show that was. You are not serious people, and so that's why Freddie Anderson has better numbers than Scott Wedgwood, and he'll return to that. So I think that's more of a conversation on the Wild side.
Yeah.
Because as good as Wahlstedt was versus the Dallas Stars to allow eight in this game, and look, if two go in early in game number two on Wahlstedt, then you have to consider putting Gustafson in. And they're in the same type boat where the number two goaltender who started the season is now your playoff goaltender. And there's a plenty capable goaltender sitting on the bench, whether it be Blackwood, whether it be Gustafson. But I think that's more of a question, conversation that pertains to the Wild more so than where the Avalanche would be.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Connor McGahee joining us, voice of the Colorado Avalanche. So many amazing performances in this game. I tell you, the passing, it was just, I mean, on some of these goals, just out of this world. We weren't really seeing that, those crisp passes against the Kings, because that's what the Kings do. They just make everything look difficult. Everything's complicated. But my goodness, there was a display of passing by this team last night.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ton of open ice to work with. And nobody was playing defense. I mean, you had, two goals from Kale, one from Taves, one from Blankenberg, one from Quinn Hughes. So the defensemen were scoring goals, and the wingers didn't really want to participate in defending either. I mean, Kale was allowed to shoot and get basically the identical goal twice there in the third period, because that left winger one time was Kaprizov. I don't remember the other time, but didn't step up and close the space. That's something that L.A. did very well, and I would expect Minnesota to do a better job of in games two and beyond. But That was not the case in game number one. So that's why there was a ton of space, and you could have those magnificent passing plays. Probably Val Nichushkin and then the Nathan MacKinnon set up for Arturi Lehkonen on the power play, where MacKinnon sort of gets his own rebound, slaps it back for Lehkonen, who's got a wide-open net. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And but again, if as good as the Avalanche are at that, they took advantage of the open ice. I'm not convinced – it's going to be as open tomorrow night and beyond.
Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of, you know, pick your brain on next. 9-6. Do you? I wouldn't be shocked if we get a complete opposite. You know, 1-0 win by the Rock yeah. or by the Avalanche tomorrow night.
Yeah, it feels like a 3-1 win with an empty netter.
Yeah,
I do think that they have to win Game 2 because there's no Brodin, there's no Eriksson-Ek, and Eriksson-Ek is Minnesota's version of what Adrian Kempe was doing in the Kings series, where you just white on rice him, you just glue him to Nathan MacKinnon at all times if you can. And Jared Bednar usually doesn't chase matchups. But when you have a game plan like Minnesota has with Eriksson-Ek on whoever the superstar is on the other side of the ice, that's exactly what he did to the big guns in the Dallas series. Then you have to try and get away from him as much as possible. And because he's definitely not in for Game 2, isn't even in the state, I think you have to exploit that in a big way before it's a possibility that he comes back for games 3 and beyond. So I just think that that with as stingy as Eriksson-Ek can be, you have to get away from him as much as possible. And that means the Avalanche have to do everything in their power to win game 2 and go to Minnesota after 9.5 weeks off. For game 3 on Saturday. Ridiculous gap in between games.
I was just getting ready to go there with you. I mean, for the Avalanche, if you can take care of business tomorrow night, you know, you played 2 games in this series so far. You swept the Kings, so you had a little bit of a break there. If you can win tomorrow night, you get another 9.5 weeks off, it feels like. Why the delay from Tuesday to Saturday? I'm sure there's a real reason for it, but I'm a little slow with this stuff.
Well, there hasn't been one specific answer. What used to be the XL Energy Center, it's now called the Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul, booked the PWHL playoffs on Thursday. The Minnesota Frost were hosting. Their beat writer for the Athletic said that the Frost were willing to move, but I think there was maybe some reindeer games there from the Wild in the league, and they said, well, you can just, instead of playing Thursday, Saturday, you can wait to play Saturday, Monday, because there's an ice show on Sunday at the same arena. So you couldn't go Friday, Sunday. In an ideal world, like every other series in the second round, you would skip a day play. And Thursday, Saturday was choice number one. I think it was right there, and the Frost were willing to move their game to possibly Friday, but for whatever reason, the league didn't make that move, and they stuck with Saturday, Monday. So, to reasons known only to God, we will take a vacation. You know, we'll start some new hobbies. You know, maybe start some families in some people's instances, and then we'll be back playing game 3.
Well, if you have another 9-6 game, you might need the time, Connor. You might need to give the vocals a little bit of a rest. I almost hesitated to text you today because I was like, that's a jerk move, man.
I'm fine. Thanks for texting and giving me a shout. I do appreciate it.
And this ice show better be pretty damn good too, Connor. You gonna find some tickets to that thing?
It's gonna be like Rublets on Ice from oh my goodness, Will Ferrell, and I shouldn't love the movie as much as I do, but yes, it's probably not going to be awesome.
What was I watching? Is it Happy Gilmore when they're like, it's
Blades
a Jefferson's on Ice?
Yeah,
Blades of Glory,
yeah.
And then they were showing like Jefferson's on Ice during was it Happy Gilmore, like a side?
Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah, yeah. So maybe you'll get a treat. You get something really cool.
Yeah, I probably am going to 100% pass on that. And my day off in St. Paul on
Connor, hey, dude, we absolutely love hearing Avs coverage here on KFKA. We love having your voice decorate this radio station. You keep these broadcasts that are so fun, informative, entertaining. So you just keep up the great work, my friend. Get off the phone and relax the vocals because you got a big one tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate you lying to me and everybody else. Thank you for that. And the offer stands, call or text anytime.
All right, my friend. Absolutely. I would love to follow along with you in this second round. Connor, appreciate it, man.
We shall do. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Connor McGahey, the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. So there you go. So, Michael, they play tomorrow night, and then they don't play again until Saturday because the the lower team. What am I looking for? Is it the I guess it would be AHL team? Because there's playoff. Because the Eagles are in the playoffs right now, so I'm guessing that's the same. I'm just guessing same league, and they've got their stuff going on. Plus, there's an ice show on Sunday, so they all had to do some fancy feet moves. And the Avs will play Tuesday, and then not until Saturday. That's an NBA thing right there. That's like what the NBA does. NHL is pretty consistent of almost damn near every other night.
If only we had another arena, like an arena that had 10,000 seats.
Yeah.
You know, that could have that ice show.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have the Avalanche on Thursday.
Well, it's in, I mean, isn't it in Minnesota?
Oh, okay. That's like, right. I forget.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't think your Cascadia political argument you're trying to make is going to work here today, Michael, because the Avs, of course, will be at home tomorrow, and then at Minnesota on Saturday, and then at Minnesota on Monday. Still to be determined on that time.
If only that sorry excuse for a state had another arena.
Yeah, I don't like Minnesota.
I hate them.
I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like their face.
I mean, I've been opposed to the Vikings for a long time.
I don't even care about the Vikings.
But now it's like there's more reason to hate them. And, you know, the Avalanche, they need to get revenge. They are our one hope for revenge this year. So I don't think the Broncos play the Vikings.
Yeah, they are. Or the Nuggets could get revenge next year in the regular season versus Minnesota. But
I am so
up in the air about the future of the Nuggets right now. So this is where I'm focusing. Let's just win 16 in a row, Michael. The Avs have already done it five times now. Five in a row. 5-0 in these playoffs, Mike. Have you reset? Have you recalibrated your series prediction then?
I have recalibrated. I'm going 4-2. I think the Avalanche win the next one. They lose game number 3, win game number 4, lose 5, and win 6.
Okay. So the way the schedule looks right now, like we said, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame, we'll have that for you here on KFKA. The man you just heard on the line with us will be on the call. I don't think there's any, I mean, there's not many better. He's so funny, too, man. Hockey,
well, his puns are
hockey
great.
Has something, hockey does something different than basketball, and I love it. They don't take themselves so seriously.
Watch
the TV and the radio. Listen to the radio portion, but also watch the Mosier. There's just a different feel to hockey pregame, postgame, halftime. It is fun. It's informative. It's entertaining. Basketball. And it's not a knock on my friends over at Altitude that cover the Nuggets. It's just I'm saying there's definitely more of a serious business-like approach to basketball as there is to hockey. But why? I'm a goofball and I love basketball. So let's make basketball fun and entertaining too.
I think some of it wasn't invented in America. It was invented in Canada. So it's kind of different. They're kind of that redheaded stepchild of the sport. They're the least popular, but there's also fighting allowed in it. Like there's so many weird quirks to hockey that you don't have in the other three major sports.
And that's why you think it's a little more goofy on the broadcast and stuff. And I say goofy like in the most respectful ways because that's what I'm into.
Yeah, I mean these guys are a bunch of freaking characters. They're a bunch of characters, and like they'll fight each other on the ice and, you know, be friends.
But in the broadcast, too,
later.
Like, they're all just, it's just fun, man. It's just, I enjoy it. And Connor, I mean, the puns that he's the guy you should talk to because your pun work is not like Connor's. You could get there if you tried harder.
Are good. I had a good one for one of the players, and I can't remember what it was.
But you did.
I love his one for Marty Natchez, Nachos.
Nachos.
Marty Nachos pours on the cheese.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All hail kale.
The Nathan MacKinnon one's pretty good too. The Mac Attack is back, Jack. I just love that. That's so good. He's got everyone for almost every team or every player.
Well, I just like the Nachos one, especially because it has to do with Nachos.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I got it.
I like nachos.
Oh, I kind of was going there.
I hope there's a Kevin Bacon or a Bacon.
There is a Kevin Bacon.
Starts playing for the Avs.
No, but there actually is a Kevin Bacon.
I know, but like that would be cool because you have the Kevin Bacon pun and you have bacon.
Okay. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.